Clark trying to get the rebound. He's got it on the backside for the Bears. Gives to Matt Meyer, trapped in the corner. Spins away. Oh! He drives in and dunks it with his right hand.
Man, that came out of nowhere. Just a great play by Meyer. Got his defender overcommitted. And, man, he brought the house down.
We turn now to some college basketball talk. Big win for number one Baylor over West Virginia, 70-59. We thank Learfield IMG College for the use of that highlight. Our pleasure now to welcome in the head coach of Baylor, Scott Drew, joining Dickerson and Hood on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Scott, congratulations on the big win. Thanks so much for giving us some time. What was your favorite part of the way you guys played today against West Virginia?
Well, I tell you, the play you just played, that definitely tipped the Richter scale, and that should be on SportsCenter top 10 nominees for today, because that was an unbelievable play by Matthew Meyer, and great to see him get excited. As far as what excited me the most, I think our defensive effort to force 22 turnovers and then our 21 assists, those are the two things that really stood out. Coaches, you know, we always have good and bad, so we did have 20 turnovers, so we were sharing the ball with everybody today, but we were sharing it.
So what was the game plan coming in? Because you saw the film beforehand. What did you want to accomplish against West Virginia before you stepped on the floor?
Well, first of all, it's a top second-best defense in the country. So, and we're fourth, so it's hard to get points, and we just tried to do our best to make sure that whenever we could get easy ones, we did, because it's really hard to score against them.
Scott Drew, the head coach of Baylor, with us on Dickerson and Hood on ESPN Radio. Scott, it's amazing. You guys went 23 of 24 games this year, and you know that every night you're going to get the opponent's best because everyone's gunning for the number one team. How is this group, how have you been able to keep these guys so focused and avoid any letdowns?
Well, they've done a great job in staying focused, and that starts with the top, with the upperclassmen. And they doing a good job in making sure I'm trying to get it quiet in the background. I apologize for you.
Oh, don't worry about it, Coach.
Anyway, I was gonna let you know that starts with the leadership and the players up top, focusing on one game at a time and making sure that we do our best and for each and every night, because we're getting everybody's best shot. You're not getting, when you rank number one, you don't get a B-plus effort. You don't get an A-minus effort. You're getting their A effort. So we want to make sure we get our we give our A effort.
Yeah, you tell the players and the personnel back there, you're on the mighty ESPN radio. This is major here. All right, you tell them.
Anyway, celebrating a win.
Yeah, come on now. How important for you, Coach, when you take a look at your top players, especially Jared Butler, what does Butler bring to the table for you as far as leadership, even as a young player, as a sophomore?
Well, he played a lot as a freshman, and he learned from Makai Mason and King McClure and Jake Lindsey, which was tremendous. And then he's somebody that acts older than his age and really carries himself well, understands the importance of each and every play. And, again, just like every player, and you know, he's only 19, so he's going to make some mistakes. But he has a great attitude, very humble, very hungry. And that's with all our players. They all like one another. They support one another. Our go-to guy usually is the open guy. And as long as you do that, you got a chance to be really good.
Scott, we got to go here in about a minute, but before we let you go, just real quick, I know you got Oklahoma coming up next. That's a big game. But what's that rematch going to be like with Kansas coming up here shortly?
Well, first and foremost, every game in the Big 12 is a good game. Great coaches, great fan support, tremendous players. So it's a situation where we're going to look at who we got next. We know that that'll keep us busy, and we got to do our best to bring out our A game and make sure that we can control what we can control for that game, and then move on to Kansas after that.
Scott, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the win, and best of luck moving forward, okay?
Well, appreciate you guys. Have a great day. Thank you very much.
All right. Scott Drew, the head coach of number one Baylor after a huge win against West Virginia. Don't forget Kansas-Baylor next Saturday at noon Eastern on ESPN. All right, we'll keep going with our NBA conversation and why the Clippers are not worried about the Lakers. That's straight ahead. Dickerson and Hood, it's ESPN Radio.